The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a certain guaranteed right in this country. We are innocent until proven guilty. The radical left woke mob doesn't get that, especially when you look at what they're doing to President Trump. He's guilty. Everything they do, everything they say, from the media and the legacy media, the talking heads, the liberal pundits on social media, all of them taking this from the vantage point of already guilty, not from presumed innocence. Automatically guilty. When I explain to you today what the Supreme Court discussed last week, you're going to understand that we are on the cusp of history, the cusp of a historic ruling in the favor of the presidency of the United States, not just one man, Donald Trump or anybody else, but the presidency will garner a historic victory from the Supreme Court. Learn about it. Watch it. Share it. The Right Side with Doug Billings is now upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout-out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God. And his divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks very much for watching us, where we always express opinions and analysis from the side of light, truth, logic, and freedom over here for our republic. I'm going to talk about a lot of things happening with President Trump and why, for any of you who watched the Supreme Court case last week or listened to the oral arguments that were made before the Supreme Court from the Jack Smith attorney, Michael Drisben, or by the Trump attorney team, what you will find is that based on the Supreme Court justices' questions, the majority of them are going to vote in favor of Trump. But more importantly is why and how this analysis plays itself out with regards to all of the other cases that President Trump is facing. I want you to also remember RepublicPromos.com, RepublicPromos.com, all sorts of swag out there. Everything that you are going to need for your corporate event, your private event, a party that you're going to throw, use the promo code Billings when you go to RepublicPromos.com. This is a woman-owned patriot business based here in the United States that has worldwide shipping available to you. So anytime you need some merchandise, swag, party favors, gifts, prizes, whatever you might need for your event, republicpromos.com, promo code Doug. Head over there today. So, again, for those of you who have been watching, those of you who have been paying attention to the President Trump immunity case that's going on in front of and with the Supreme Court, especially those of you who listen to it, I'd be interested to see your comments in the comment section of this video platform or the audio podcast version if you're listening to it. Trump is going to prevail in all of this, ladies and gentlemen, and the entire situation is getting ready to explode right in front of the radical, liberal, woke mob. They have pinned all of their hopes on getting President Trump convicted on a series of hopium, ladies and gentlemen, and there is no way that any of this hopium is going to come true for them. A lot of people out there don't understand what this immunity case is. Well, a lot of people don't understand what any of these cases are about because they're so nonsensical. So we extend people a little bit of grace in their unfamiliarity and their in as much as they don't understand what these cases are about. So let me, from a very high level, let me take a look with you at this immunity case. So at issue is whether a president can be charged criminally or civilly for acts that he took while he was in office as president. Okay, this is a critical issue for all presidents, past, current, and future. Okay, imagine if President Obama was held criminally or civilly accountable, liable, for actions that he took bombing United States civilians over in the Middle East, because that's what he did. More on that in a moment. But yeah, why wasn't he charged? He bombed United States citizens with drones. Okay, a president cannot be president if there's this looming threat that his opposition is going to prosecute him after he leaves office. It makes absolutely no sense. There wouldn't be a presidency. Now, if a president commits a crime while he's in office, we have the impeachment process, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Trump, I'm sure all of you remember, Trump was impeached twice in the House of Representatives. Nancy Pelosi weaponized the impeachment process against him, and he was impeached twice. But he was acquitted twice in the Senate. So the impeachments are wiped away. And the same is true, by the way, for Bill Clinton, who was impeached in the House and acquitted in the Senate. Radicals from both sides of the aisle will say, no, the impeachment still stands. I don't care if he was acquitted in the Senate. The impeachments still remain. No, they don't. They were thrown out. He was found innocent, Clinton and Trump, okay? So the impeachments don't stand. This whole, oh, he's the only president to be impeached twice. He was impeached twice. He was acquitted twice. He's innocent. The impeachments are gone. Same with Bill, okay? Happens with every president who's impeached that way. If he's acquitted, he's acquitted. It's the same in any court throughout the country. But this case has nothing to do with the crimes that a president may commit after he leaves office. Of course, a president would not have immunity if he committed crimes after he left office. No one is claiming that he should. The radical left are trying to convince you by spinning this case in a multitude of different directions that this immunity case in the Supreme Court is about a president being above the law. It's preposterous. Of course it is not about that. Because you and I know that a president is not above the law. We have the impeachment process. If he commits a crime in office, that impeachment process begins. It's triggered, all right? If he commits a crime out of office, the regular justice system then is invoked. It really is that simple. Now, last week, the Supreme Court started this case, the hearing that involves immunity. And they stated, really, in general terms, that they see a dangerous precedent in the immunity case if presidents or political parties can prosecute their rivals. So a lot of dangerous territory there, the court thinks that it might be treading upon. I know that you can see this, folks, you and I. The radical left has thrown everything they can think of to disqualify President Trump from being on any ballot in this republic. They took their shot twice with impeachment while Trump was in office. They lost. And don't forget, the Communist Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, weaponized the impeachment process against Donald Trump. There should never have been any impeachments based on what was presented. Everything turned out to be a hoax. The Russian collusion, all of it, right? All of these indictments that are currently arrayed against President Trump have, in some form or fashion, ties to either his candidacy or his presidency. And that's a dangerous precedent to be setting when the opposition, through their Department of Justice, can file charges and basically persecute their political rivals. All right, more on this to come. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to get deep into this. Stay with me, an important show to share. Don't forget to head over to DougBillings.us. Click on the support tab at the top of the page and offer recurring monthly subscriptions and donations to the program over there. We need your help to continue the show. I will be right back after this. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse. Electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen, it can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. We are shoulder to shoulder in all of this, aren't we? You and I. Trying to bring restoration to the Republic, wonder, joy, and meaning through God's divine providence as the founders intended, you and I together waging the battle, putting up the good fight, and we are prevailing, ladies and gentlemen. We are indeed. And I want you to know there is a company out there that will help you with your next event, your party, your corporate event, or whatever. RepublicPromos.com. All sorts of swag over there, merchandise, gifts. No order is too big or too small over there. This is a woman-owned patriot business. Based here in the United States, they have worldwide shipping available to you. RepublicPromos.com. You go over there and you decide you want to take advantage of what they have to offer, and there is a lot of it over there. Use promo code Billings, and you'll get vast and meaningful discounts and perks over there when you use my last name, Billings, at RepublicPromos.com. Head over there. So all of these indictments arrayed against President Trump, all in some form or fashion, have something to do with his campaign or his presidency and so forth. Okay. They represent a huge balloon of hopium for the radical left, all of these cases. You know, hopium, false hope, right? And that balloon of hopium is about to burst all over the faces of the radical liberal party. None of the hopium that the liberals are so desperate to see come true will do so. Not one of these things arrayed against President Trump will bear any fruit as far as what the liberal left wants to see. None of it. All of this coupled with the ever-increasing likelihood that President Trump is going to win the election in November points us to, of course, an obvious danger sign that the radical left is going to begin once again to incite violence, riots, looting, burning, rape, murder, and all of that. When all of this hopium fails to materialize, the radical left is going to lose it. Couple that with what the victory of President Trump and ascending back into the White House will mean to them. We already know, because we've seen this in the past. Liberals have no idea how to act and behave when things don't go their way, other than to riot and loot and commit anarchy. So I listened to the Supreme Court with great interest last week, and I want to play some of these clips for you. First of all, let's start with Justice Clarence Thomas. He asked the attorney, Michael Dreeben, who is the attorney for Jack Smith and the case about Trump. He asked him these questions. Take a look or a listen to Justice Clarence Thomas.
This sent pass. The presidents or certain presidents have engaged in various activity, coups or operations like Operation Mongoose when I was a teenager. And yet there were no prosecutions. Why? If what you're saying is right, it would seem that would have been ripe for a criminal prosecution of someone.
So, Justice Thomas, I think this is a central question. The reason why there have not been prior criminal prosecutions is that there were not crimes.
All right, you heard mention from Justice Thomas about something called Operation Mongoose. Well, that was when President Kennedy was in office. He gave CIA approval to conduct basically terrorist attacks against Cuban residents in the early 1960s. Operation Mongoose, that's what that reference was in that particular clip. But you see where Thomas is going here. The dangerous precedent here of saying that the president is not immune from actions that he took while he was in office. President Kennedy was not held criminally or civilly liable for the actions that he took part in and gave orders for in Operation Mongoose. Justice Kavanaugh began to then ask questions, and he brought in Barack Obama. Now, this is very interesting because Obama did some pretty serious things when he was president with regards to taking of life, for example. So he asked him, Justice Kavanaugh did, he asked Dreeben, why wasn't President Obama prosecuted for murder because of the drone strikes that he offered during his presidency? Oh, and by the way, these drone strikes were against United States citizens. Take a listen to Justice Kavanaugh.
The Office of Legal Counsel looked at this very carefully and determined that, number one, the federal murder statute does apply to the executive branch. The president wasn't personally carrying out the strike, but the aiding and abetting laws are broad. And it determined that a public authority exception that's built into statutes and that applied particularly to the murder statute because it talks about unlawful killing did not apply to the drone strike. So this is actually the way that the system should function. The Department of Justice takes criminal law very seriously. It runs it through the analysis very carefully with established principles. It documents them, it explains them, and then the president can go forward in accordance with it. And there is no risk of prosecution for that course of activity.
So this Michael Dresben is the attorney for the special counsel Jack Smith, right? He's prosecuting President Trump in this case. It's so obvious. Dresben has no case, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, President Obama was not persecuted for the murder of United States civilians and others due to the actions of the drone strikes that he authorized because he was in office. He was exercising his prerogatives of action as a president against a United States enemy. The United States citizens left our country, went over there because they wanted to side with Iraq or other factions of ISIS and so forth, other terror groups. They were taken out. And Obama should not have been prosecuted, by the way, I might add. What about Bush? President Bush, he lied to Congress to get us into the Iraq war. Remember something called the weapons of mass destruction issue? That was not true. Yet he used that as part of the mechanism to get us involved in that war over there. Obama orders drone strikes to kill United States citizens. Biden, look what Administrator Biden is doing. He's allowing millions upon millions of illegal immigrants to enter the United States illegally. He even has the illegals flown into various cities in the dead of night over here in the United States. None of them have been prosecuted for these actions. And then Justice Alito gets into it, and he absolutely shreds Dreeben's case. He absolutely just nukes it, and it was interesting to listen to. Take a listen to Justice Alito here in this clip.
Exists, and I'm going to start with what the D.C. Circuit said. So the first layer of protection is that attorneys general and other Justice Department attorneys can be trusted to act in a professional and ethical manner, right?
Yes.
How robust is that protection? I mean, most of the vast majority of attorneys general and Justice Department attorneys, and we both served in the Justice Department for a long time, are honorable people, and they take their professional ethical responsibilities seriously. But there have been exceptions, right? Both among attorneys general and among federal prosecutors.
There have been rare exceptions, Justice Alito. But
so as for attorneys general, there have been two who were convicted of criminal offenses while in office. There were others. A. Mitchell Palmer's one that comes to mind, who is widely regarded as having abused the power of his office. Would you agree with that?
I would, but they are two officials in a long line of attorneys generals who did not, and in departments of justice that are staffed by multiple people who do adhere to their office.
So moving on to the second level of protection that the D.C. Circuit cited, federal grand juries will shield former presidents from unwarranted indictments. How much protection is that?
Well, it affords two levels of protection. One is the probable cause finding requires evidence. I think some of the fears about groundless prosecutions aren't supported by evidence, and they're not going to get out of the starting gate.
I mean, there's the old saw about indicting a ham sandwich.
Yes, but I think Justice Alito,
you had a lot of experience in the Justice Department. You come across a lot of cases where the U.S. attorney or another federal prosecutor really wanted to indict a case and the grand jury refused to do so.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, folks, check out this podcast to learn more about the North Carolina Forward Party. We're going to fix things through electoral reforms. We're going to use the Forward formula to develop common sense, common ground policy solutions, and we're going to find like-minded candidates to represent the people. So check us out.
And as much as we see we see a case, we see an attorney claiming that we can go after a president because of the actions he took as president, claiming that a president has no immunity to make those kinds of decisions. Ladies and gentlemen, the justices are seemingly saying at this point that is nonsense. Of course presidents have immunity. They always have. They always must. And then finally we have Neil Gorsuch. Take a listen to him as he drills the feeble-minded Michael Dreeben in this clip from Gorsuch.
Spin this out just a second, okay. Right? And it didn't matter what the president's motives were. We're not going to look behind it.
Right.
And same thing in Nixon. We said, gosh, in Nixon versus Fitzgerald, that's something courts shouldn't get engaged in because presidents have all manner of motives. And again, I'm not concerned about this case, but I am concerned about future uses of the criminal law to target political opponents based on accusations about their motives, whether it's re-election or who knows what corrupt means in 1512, right? We don't know what that means. Maybe we'll find out sometime soon. But the dangerousness of accusing your political opponent of having bad motives, and if that's enough to overcome your core powers or any other limits, reactions, thoughts.
Yeah, so I think that you're raising a very difficult question.
That's the idea, right?
I mean, that is the idea.
Testing the limits of both sides' arguments.
And I'm going to say something that I don't normally say, which is that's really not involved in this case. We don't have bad political motive in that sense.
I understand that. I appreciate that. But you also appreciate that we're writing a rule for the ages.
Yes.
I mean, of course, they're difficult questions, counselor. Did you hear Dreeben? Well, you asked a very tough question there, Justice. The justices, upon hearing him say that, absolutely burst into laughter. They're mocking him. How embarrassing for Jack Smith's attorney, ladies and gentlemen. Dreeben trying to say the Supreme Court should be ruling on President Trump's motives. It makes the justices crack up. Folks, nobody can know anybody's motives in some case like this. There's motives don't have a bearing here. I mean, it's amazing that Dreeben passed the bar exam. I understand that he's nervous, and I understand that there is no case. And on one hand, you can see Dreeben putting up the good fight because there is nothing there. He's following orders from his superiors. All right, I'm gone. I've gone a little bit long in this section, ladies and gentlemen. Got to take a quick break. Asking you to stop by DougBillings.us. That's my website. On that site, you'll see a support tab at the top of the page. Please click on it and donate a monthly recurring donation to the program so we can keep on bringing you the truth right here on The Right Side. I will be right back after this short break. Stay with me. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older. And it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch, whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where with every breath I take and every move I make, you know it. We're trying to save the Republic over here, and I'm doing it with you right by my side. I appreciate you very much. Hey, reminding you, republicpromos.com. Republicpromos.com, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a party coming up, you want to invite some conservative, you want to invite anybody over to this party. If you're having a corporate event, if you're having any kind of an event where you want to give away swag, gifts, prizes, etc., Republic Promos is where you need to go. Republicpromos.com, to be exact. A women-owned, faith-based company right here in the United States. Unlimited shipping around the world, wherever you are, republicpromos.com, and use the promo code Billings when you head over there, ladies and gentlemen. Promo code Billings, you'll get very significant discounts and perks when you do that. So, President Trump, all of this nonsense arrayed, the Supreme Court actually broke down in laughter at the Michael Dreeben, you know, questioning with regards to this case, putting forth, these are really tough questions. Well, yeah, we've got to ask tough questions, counselor. So they get into this thing about motives, where Dreeben is trying to say that Trump had a motive. That he wanted this all to happen. He wanted the J6 insurrection to happen. He wanted the whole crimes every crime that he's committed. He wanted these things, right? Well, the thing is this. President Trump has committed no crimes. Even if he had, we are to assume that he's innocent. Now, this counselor and everybody on the radical left, you know it. You see it every day. I'm going to talk about it in a minute. But they talk about this from the vantage point of President Trump already being guilty, already convicted. We don't give him the benefit of the doubt for being innocent until proven guilty. And now they go into this dark, shadowy, questionable angle about questioning motives as the grounds for prosecution. This is why the January 6th charges against Trump are going to be thrown out. His motives to overthrow an election are false and can't be verified. Then this ultimately going to be rejected by the courts. He did not try to do that. It's fabrication, it's spin, it's fake news. And Trump is going to prevail in every one of these cases that is arrayed against him. Here, a little quote from a guy named Kyle Becker. He's a legal expert, and I'm going to read you this word for word. I'm going to read his quote. This is what he said about the Supreme Court's questioning last week, and I'm just going to go ahead and read this to you verbatim, and here we go. After listening to arguments at the Supreme Court, it's clear the justices will narrowly hold the president of the United States, any president, is immune from criminal prosecution for official, not personal, official acts. Additionally, or alternatively, the court will reaffirm critical criminal statutes do not apply to the president unless they are explicit. The court will remand Jack Smith's January 6 case to a D.C. Obama judge named Tanya Chutkan for an evidentiary hearing. Her decision is immediately appealable to the D.C. Circuit and the Supreme Court. They could take it up before that actual trial. The court's, this is continuing his quote, the court's likely holding will also substantially affect Fannie Willis's January 6th case and may affect Jack Smith's presidential records case and the Supreme Court's Fisher decision, an obstruction. The Fisher decision is a case based on obstruction. That's me explaining this quote to you. And I continue now with that quote. The Supreme Court's Fisher decision on obstruction will likely destroy two of Jack Smith's four January 6th charges against Trump. That would leave 20% of Jack Smith's January 6th case remaining. The case will not get tried before the election. Bottom line, this will become a historic win for President Trump and the presidency and our country. This is a big step toward undoing the Democrats' republic-ending lawfare and their election interference against President Trump. End quote. And wow. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And if this legal analyst here, Kyle Beckett, is correct, this is one of the most monumental decisions that we will be privileged to see come down from the Supreme Court. And it represents, for the commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, a loss of such proportions that one can only imagine how they're going to have these mental breakdowns and how these mental breakdowns will play out. Like I said at the beginning of the show, this entire array of indictments waged against Trump, from Jack Smith to Fannie Willis to Alvin Bragg in the hush money trial up in New York to the January 6 cases to his classified documents case at Mar-a-Lago, all of them are going to be wiped away. And this, of course, is going to enrage the liberal mob of woke kooks who occupy a small percentage of this country. Their hopium is about to amount to nothing. And you and I, ladies and gentlemen, you and I look at these things, the lawfare being waged against President Trump, and we understand that the radical left is assuming that he's guilty before he's had his day in court. We can see it. We can hear it. The legacy media, liberal pundits and talking heads on social media, all of them reporting on this from the vantage point of guilt rather than the vantage point of presumed innocence. Presumed innocence, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to pick up on that when we come back from this break, our last break in the program. I will be with you in just a moment to go into this and we close out this program. It's absolutely good news all the way around. Stay with me. More to come. Be right back.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, doing what I was ordained by God to do. Shed the light of truth, liberty, and freedom on you and this republic and help us reclaim the republic as put forth by God and the founding fathers. You and I together, ladies and gentlemen. And please head over to DougBillings.us. DougBillings.us, ladies and gentlemen, look for that support tab at the top of the website. Drop down that the support tab will drop down a choice for you there. Click on donate or support. And I think it's pretty intuitive. Follow the link and offer us a recurring monthly donation so that we can continue to bring you this program and the truth that it represents and displays. So you and I, ladies and gentlemen, along with the vast majority of Americans within this republic, we all see what's going on, how the radical left operate from a perspective of guilt rather than presumed innocence. We see it. We know it. We understand the prejudice, the bigotry, the injustice that is being hurled at President Trump. We recognize that it's vastly unfair. And more importantly, we recognize that it is vastly anti-American. I've said it before, this commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, blending communism and socialism together, the Democratic Party doesn't exist. They are not a pro-America political party. It's anti-American what they're doing to President Trump. And we all of us, those of us who are intellectually mature, shall I say, we all see this. We understand it. This is why President Trump's popularity continues to skyrocket and why more and more people are abandoning not only Administrator Biden, but the entire commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party. They're saying goodbye to it. It's being abandoned by multiple dozens upon hundreds of millions of people. And if we add on top of all of this, that these cases are going to be found in or decided in Trump's favor, or as we heard in the analysis piece that I read you, not heard until after November, well, that further destroys the liberal case and their intent. The liberals need these cases and trials and decisions to be completed before November, because after that, none of this will matter. That, my friends, is all the proof you need to understand how and why all of this lawfare waged against President Trump amounts to nothing, nothing more than the radical left, commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, and their attempt to engage in election interference with the obvious intent to prevent their key opposition leading candidate from being on the ballot. I am not stating a controversy. It's not controversial. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is what the radical left is trying to do. We've seen them do it in Colorado, attempt to do it in Arizona, attempt to do it in Michigan, take Trump's name off the ballot. The Supreme Court always already ruled you can't do that. This is election interference. Many of you wondered back in 2020, how are they going to do it again? They're going to still try to cheat. I know they are. Here you go. And for those of you wondering about all of this, yeah, I think cheating happens on both sides. I do. I think the left is a little bit more so prone and more apt to cheat than the right side. But look, there's a lot of rhinos and deep state swamp creatures on our side as well. So none of us, as far as political parties, are above that. We need to safeguard our conservative Republican Party against anybody who would endeavor to cheat. But this is in this show, and especially with this particular episode, I've outlined for you the reasons and the mechanisms as to how the radical left mob will try to cheat in this election. And that is through illegitimate and weaponized lawfare waged against their opponent, who happens to be President Trump. This is the interference that I warned you about. Here it is. Now, we have every reason, as always, to be hopeful. We always have hope over here. Not hopium, not like the left, not like some people on our side, not the hopium. We have hope. Hope that is based in intellectual maturity and reality. When you listen to these justices question Jack Smith's attorney, Michael Dreeben, in the Supreme Court about the case of immunity, it's awfully difficult to come away with any other conclusion that this looks like it's going to be historically in Trump's favor. A historical win for not just Donald Trump, but for any president who has, currently holds, or will hold that office. And this, for me, is not a partisan issue. This is how it should be for all. I've already outlined how Bush broke the law, lying to Congress about weapons of mass destruction. How Obama ordered drone strikes that killed United States citizens.
how Biden is opening up and letting in millions of illegals. All of those things, illegal actions, questionable actions. But they're not prosecuted for them because they are in the office of president. If we had the wherewithal to do with Biden, you know, if we wanted to go through the impeachment process, we could. But as we've learned, the impeachment process is not to be weaponized against a president just because we don't like him, or just because we think he's illegitimate, or just because we think he got into office illegitimately, whatever the reason. We do it when there's credible crimes that we can prove and that we can win. You know, it doesn't, in my opinion, it doesn't do any, you want to impeach a guy, you got to have a case. And you got to have a case you know you can win. You've got to have a case that's truthful, not something that's fictitious or made up. And you've got to get both houses to agree and to convict. Otherwise, what's the point? Well, we can at least say he was impeached. So what? He was acquitted. The impeachment is erased. No, it's not, Doug. It's got to remain the way that he's always impeached. Ladies and gentlemen, stop. If you're in that camp, take a step back. Got bigger fish to fry. We have got to understand that what President Trump is endeavoring upon here is historical. It's going to cause the liberals to have absolute meltdowns. And maybe that's the takeaway from today's show. Be prepared for that, because you couple these court triumphs that Trump is going to have with his likelihood to win the presidency in November. You're going to have mass demonstrations and riots in all of the blue states that had them in 2020 and 2021, and probably even more states added to the list. So prepare. Well, when you're done freaking out about all of that and you decided to throw that party you've always wanted to throw, I want you to go to republicpromos.com. Republicpromos.com, all the swag, merchandise, and gifts you could ever want for your event, whether it's a corporate event or a private event, a woman-owned, faith-based United States company with worldwide shipping available to you. Go over to republicpromos.com and use the promo code Billings. Ladies and gentlemen, get substantial discounts and perks over there. God bless you. Until next time, believe it. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process, look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older. And it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch, whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.